From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, why giving more power to Iraqi forces may not be the best strategy right now.
But first, in Iraq, police report scores of bodies have been found in and around Baghdad in just the last day. These killings are blamed on sectarian violence that began last month after the bombing of a Shiite shrine in Samarra, north of Baghdad. There are fears now of civil war. Some experts think it is already underway. Madeline has an interview in a moment. First, I spoke earlier with reporter Ed Wong in Baghdad for the New York Times. Ed Wong, what can you tell us about these bodies? I've read horrific details in wire accounts from Reuters and the Associated Press, some of them found by a group of children playing soccer in a field, and they encounter dozens of people executed?
Well, basically, the bodies have been turning up in neighborhoods all over Baghdad. The concentration seems to be in eastern Baghdad, and the biggest single group, more than two dozen, turned up in Sadr City, which, as you know, is a vast slum. Basically, that's the area where on Sunday we saw several devastating car bombs kill scores of people in a marketplace. And the fear was that there might be reprisal killings by Shiite militiamen in that neighborhood against Sunnis. And the assumption today is that a lot of these bodies that are turning up are the results of reprisal killings. The two dozen in Sadr City were likely done by the Mahdi Army, which is Muqtada al-Sadr's militia. So we're working on the theory right now that those bodies were the results of killings by militiamen.
What about progress on these talks to establish the government? These have been ongoing since the December elections. Supposedly, the U.S. government is putting a lot of pressure on the various groups to come together and form a government. I think there's supposed to be a meeting of the parliament on Thursday. What's happening?
Well, the meeting of the parliament will basically be a ceremonial session. From our experience with the previous parliament, it'll be mostly for show. The real talks are happening behind closed doors in political offices. Everyone knows that there is a power vacuum right now here in Iraq. The Iraqis on the street know it, the insurgents know it, and the Americans know it. And basically, the goal of the U.S. and some Iraqi politicians is to try and get that vacuum filled. But right now we're seeing a lot of contentious talk among the politicians.
Ed Wong of the New York Times reporting from Baghdad. Ed, thank you again.
Thanks.